Confirming this morning, they're going to be chatting with former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel about their head coach opening. McDaniel, fired by Miami last week after four seasons, he was the Browns' receivers coach back in 2014. McDaniel also expected to soon interview for openings with the Falcons, Ravens, and Titans. Now, we could find out today if the Browns have made the cut. Word is that former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh spent the weekend narrowing down the list of teams he'd like to talk to about their openings. Harbaugh deciding likely to talk to maybe just 2 to 4 teams and could make a final decision about where his next job will be by the end of the week. Wildcard weekend in the NFL. It's going to be wrapping up tonight as the Steelers entertain the Houston Texans. Steelers have lost 6 straight postseason games dating back to 2016. Meanwhile, the Texans close out the regular season with 9 straight victories, but now they're going to try to win their first road playoff game in franchise history. Texans have gone 0-6 away from home in the playoffs. Cavaliers back to where they're going to play host to the Utah Jazz. Cavs coming off a win against Minnesota on Saturday. Meanwhile, Kevin Love and the Jazz coming to town following a 55-point loss at home to Charlotte on Saturday. Wildcard weekend wrapping up tonight. Steelers and Texans live here on 92.3 The Fan. Coverage starts tonight at 7:30. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
Scott Petrak's going to join us at 11 o'clock. Chronicle Telegram covers the Browns for the CT, brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work. I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl Ryder's in for Andy today. Behind the glass, Dan Menigan, making sure everything runs properly.
So Pro Football Talk just posted this.
Yeah.
Some college coaches are quietly looking for a path to the NFL. Mostly because I think college football has become a raging dumpster fire with NIL and the transfer portal and all those things.
But they can't let it get out
because then it really messes up their current program.
Sure.
Is there a college coach, Jeff, that you would like the Browns to pursue?
Pursue?
Yes.
This might not be overly popular. I think Ryan Day would be a very good NFL coach.
I think so, too.
I like his, as a quarterback coach with the 49ers. He has some background. I like his offense. I like his approach. I think he'd be a good NFL head coach.
And I wouldn't, I wouldn't be crushed if he ever left Columbus.
No?
No.
Why? Because you like him or you don't think he's a good college coach or you're not an Ohio State fan?
Oh, I'm a diehard Ohio State fan.
Then why would you want a guy you think is a good coach to leave?
I'm massively disappointed in how things played out this year.
Okay. But you think he'd be a good NFL coach?
I think that
he seems to have more of an NFL vibe to him.
He has a very CEO style to him, which I think really, really works or would work in the NFL sphere. Mm-hmm. I think he's a good coach. And you look at the games that he's lost, like, they're not embarrassing losses by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, each of the last 2 years, he lost to, national championship contenders, right? The national title run was a thing of beauty.
I mean, they've lost 2 games this year, and those 2 teams are meeting for the national championship.
Correct. So, it's real hard to be
negative,
bitterly angry over that, right? But no, I think that I do agree with you. I think that Ryan Day's style and how he just how he operates, I think would fit really, really well in the NFL.
I would agree with that. Tony Dungy, the former coach of the Buccaneers and the Colts, was on a show recently, the Ryan Ripken show, and was asked about coaching searches and everything. And he made the comment, and he said, well, let me give you an example. He said, I get called all the time by teams wanting my input, and wondering what I think. And he said, I've asked the question to NFL owners, well, what do you want in a head coach? What do you want? And then he said the best example that he could give was Dan Rooney told him, well, we're here in Pittsburgh. We don't want to do a coach search every 5 or 6 years. We're in the AFC North, you know, pretty rugged division. We think defense is critical, you know, our climate and everything else, he said. So we're kind of thinking defensive-minded head coach, and we don't want to do this every year, so we're looking for a younger guy. And so we'd like a defensive-minded, younger coach with upside. And Tony said, that's perfect. You know, okay, from there we can try and find guys. And he said, and as a result of that philosophy in Pittsburgh, and Tony certainly wasn't involved in the first one,
right.
But they hire Chuck Knoll, then they hire Bill Cowher,
yep,
and then they hire Mike Tomlin. And that's it since the 1960s.
Stability.
Right. Do you think the Browns know what they want? I mean, that's real specific. Steelers want a defensive-minded young coach we can build with because we don't want to do this all the time and we want stability.
Right.
And I look at the number of guys that the Browns are talking to, and they have some interesting candidates, but they're young coordinators. They're really young coordinators. They're two guys who were, you know, one's in his 60s and has been around 18 years. He's a no-brainer to me. But it seems like there's so much, you know, we're going to talk to our offensive coordinator, our defensive coordinator. Those might have been obligatory interviews, but
right.
They were obligatory. They were done nonetheless. And I just wonder, are they just throwing such a wide net, Daryl, that there's no real, this is what we think is going to work here?
Well, they don't have what I think the Ravens and the Steelers have, and that is an identifiable culture that they want to continue.
Yeah.
Right.
Which the Steelers had under
right.
Chuck Knoll.
Right.
Follow him with Cowher, follow him with Tomlin.
I mean, they're going to.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Right. The Ravens have had, what, 3-4 coaches since moving to Baltimore?
Ed Marchibroda.
Brian Billick.
Brian Billick and John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh. So this will be their fourth head coach.
Yeah.
Okay. Two of the previous three won a Super Bowl.
That worked out.
Okay.
And Ted Marchibroda was a no-brainer for them because they were bringing the franchise back and he was beloved in Baltimore.
Now, there are some Ravens fans and whatnot will say, well, Harbaugh cashed in on what Billick left behind. Okay, that happens all the time in sports.
That's what it's about.
A lot of times, that's why coaching changes have been made, right?
Tomlin did the same thing.
I don't think anyone said that about Ty Lue, that he capitalized on what David Blatt built.
No.
Right? No, I don't think. I think everyone's just like, thank God David Blatt's out of here, right? I don't think anyone said that J.B. Bickerstaff built upon the 3 months of
John
having
Beilein.
Guys run around chairs, you know, John Beilein built with the Cavs.
Stan Heath took Kent State to the Elite Eight with Gary Waters' team. That happens all the time in sports.
Right. So, like, I just, you know... I think that that's part of the issue for one of many issues that the Browns have is they don't have an identifiable culture. They never have.
Well, they've been looking for it for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they've been searching for it. We thought that maybe they found a little bit of it under Kevin Stefanski, right? They have a defensive identity, but I think defensive identity is different from culture. So, like, you know, the you hear people talk about the Steelers all the time. They have a type. They have a type of linebacker they like to draft. They have a type of defensive end or defensive tackle or wide receiver. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and
I don't know that the Browns have ever been afforded the luxury of having that. Because, especially on the offensive side, it's been just throw stuff against the wall and hope something sticks. Because, especially at the quarterback position, right? Yeah, you can have your, quote, prototypical quarterback. I want a guy who's 6'3", 6'4", 225 to 250 pounds with a rocket for an arm.
Good luck finding that guy at a certain time.
I wish you luck finding him. Right. And also, too, does he have between the ears what's required to do that job? Does he have the physical durability to do? You know, I mean, they're just...
There's a lot of stuff.
You can have a type, too, and it's not going to work out for you.
Isn't that the truth? Ryan is in Las Vegas, where they're also looking for a coach. Hello, Rhino.
I am actually in southern Georgia. Tomorrow in Florida for 3 months. But
then why does it say Las Vegas on my screen, Rhino?
I can assure you, I told Mennington, Southern Georgia, man. I'd like to be in Vegas. But
I figured you knew who it was if I put Ryan in Vegas. We're just cutting out the middle, man.
Mennington, you're the man. Hey, Daryl and Jeff, I'm going to chime in on the Browns just as the world turns coaching, head coaching search. And again, me as an avid Browns fan, just everyone's on the table, man. And again, this is a ridiculous thing. In no way, shape, or form am I saying this is going to occur, but everybody with Cleveland ties, I'm analyzing, even seeing Bill Cowher on TV yesterday. I'm like, I wonder what not, but again, he's not there. There's guys like Nick Saban and Bill Belichick and just all these different guys out there. You alluded to, obviously, head coaches in college that just are had enough with this this transferring frenzy. Again, that's on the table. Ryan Day, I mean, this is fun at the same time.
But Rhino, does it concern you that all these guys are being thrown out there and I just wonder if there's a clear vision as to what they're looking for.
Yeah, and again, I agree. Barry, obviously, and Haslam are the two individuals that you really should be monitoring the most. Who do they envy and like as, you know, guys that they feel that should fit the system and what they want to do, which is winning, obviously, which is all the Browns fans want as well. Same time, fitting the regime, fitting, you know, if we get this guy, then, you know, obviously we're going to get rid of our defensive coordinator. There's so many abundant questions. Again, I truly feel that Barry and Haslam are the two guys you guys should be really monitoring the most of what they feel is what they should be getting. And again, in yesteryears, we saw a coaching frenzy hiring and firing for many years with Haslam and GMs as well. Again, I feel that, you know, Stefanski should have stuck around. At the same time, guys, there are so many guys on the table. I think Harbaugh's number one for me, and there really is a lot of second fiddles. I just hope they get it done right. I, as a Browns fan, just like you guys are watching there with my popcorn, just hoping to get it done right and listen to you guys giving us all the information. With that being said, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Rhino. In Southern Georgia, apparently, not Las Vegas.
I didn't know
Or North Olmsted.
I did not know there were VIPs on Baskin and Phelps every day.
Rhino travels the country for work.
Supposed to know who they are regardless of what's on the screen.
Calls us from all over the country.
Well, that's very nice of him. We appreciate that
very much. Yeah, we certainly do. There's so many guys that are being thrown out there.
There's only 12. 12 is not a lot.
What?
12's not a lot.
With a variety of backgrounds, which makes me think.
Okay. They're very open-minded.
All right, let's go with that. Frank's in Kent. Frank, welcome.
Hey, guys, how's it going there today?
Fine, yeah. Frank.
Now, the other guy just mentioned Nick Saban. Well, that's what I was going to mention. Look, Saban's the kind of guy who's going to come in here, much like Ryan Day, but I believe Saban's a better coach statistically. But Saban's not going to take any guff from Haslam, who's the big operator, you know. Haslam should have dumped Barry a long time ago. Bring Nick Saban in and get the win.
All right, Frank. Remember, Nick Saban, part owner now of the Nashville Predators, owned by Bill Haslam, Jimmy's brother. So he just bought in.
Nick Saban's also enjoying his time on College Game Day.
And he does a great job in the Aflac commercials. It's a really nice blue blazer that he has.
At his age, would you really want this headache?
Nope, I wouldn't. Scott Petrak will have thoughts on all this. Covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Philadelphia.